Inside the Healing Room with Evangeline Hemrick. Inside the Healing Room with Evangeline is presented by XO Wellness, a healing practice using homeopathy, flower essence, and holistic life guidance for a happier, healthier you. Go to xowellness.com/healing room for 15% off your first consult, healing jewelry, or product. Hello, my friends. I'm so happy to be with you today. We are approaching the holiday season, which I love. And this episode is all devoted to self-care for the holidays. And I wanted to give this to you in enough time that you can make a strategic plan that this is going to be your best holiday season yet. And we're going to work on this together. I'm going to help you have the most healthy, happy holiday season you've ever had. And what I'm doing that I'm really excited about is I am working on my online courses to offer you, hopefully right around the winter solstice or a little Christmas gift for you. And the only way you can get my online courses for free as I launch them, it's going to be super exciting, is to hop on over to my website, evangelinehemrick.com, and sign up for my newsletter. Because only my friends that are getting my newsletter are going to get the free online courses. So I don't want you to miss that at evangelinehemrick.com. So let's get right into our prep work and our self-care plan that's strategically going to take us through the holiday season feeling good. I want you to take a moment and do a little time traveling with me. I want you to travel back in time to how you have felt when the holidays are over. In years past, the tree is taken down or the menorah, whatever celebratory objects you have over the holiday season, doesn't matter what holiday you celebrate. But you've neatly wrapped up all of your little decorations and a new year has begun. Now that the celebrations have come to an end and you're back to busyness as usual, how do you feel? Are you refreshed and relaxed from the time you had off from your normal work schedule? Did you have meaningful interactions with those that you love? If the answer is yes, then congratulations for navigating countless obligations, stressors, social situations like a boss, and maintaining your own well-being. If your answer is more like no, I feel exhausted and depleted after the holidays. Even though I did so much and I tried so hard, I don't really feel like I had quality time with those I love. I sure could use some more rest. I didn't make the best choices in food or beverages, and now I feel sluggish and toxic. If this is how you have felt in the past, well, have I got some news for you. I'm going to share secrets with you for having the best holiday season every time. This is your year. This is your time to have a holiday season on your own terms where you come out of it feeling refreshed and happy. Believe it or not, holidays are a great opportunity for personal growth and self-awareness, but only if we're well rested and up for the task, because it does take a lot of attention and energy to grow during these experiences that we have and all these situations we find ourselves in over the holidays. Parties, gatherings, time with extended family that we don't see that often. All of these situations hold a wealth of opportunities for us to see how we habitually fall into the same old patterns with the same people. This time of year can also bring up a lot of our biggest issues and fears. Like our issues with giving and receiving, or old inherited patterns that we have from our family, along with time management and also stress management issues. So this is the year that changes it all. This year, you can look at certain situations you've always dreaded as buried treasure that can help you discover who you truly are and make a shift. Because we don't have to be habitual creatures who just respond to the way we've been conditioned. We're radiant and beautiful, and the holidays are a great time to shine that light. So before we go any further, we're going to do a little internal check-in. Ask yourself, where did I put my energy over the last holiday season? And was that a good investment? The attention and time you give to anything is an investment, and you only have so much energy to spend. So make a list of where your time, effort, and money has been going over the holidays. Is that where you want to spend that effort and attention? And what did you get out of the investments you made? What made your heart smile and made you feel warm inside over the holidays past? Make a decision to budget your time, energy, and money in order to create more heartfelt, meaningful moments that are worth the time you put in. Number two, take inventory of self-inflicted, unnecessary stressors that are elective and free yourself of them. Make the choice to let them go one by one. The people that really love you will love you no matter how much you decorate or how much you cook or how much you don't. And believe it or not, the people in your life that you stress yourself out for probably don't notice all the little things you do that make you stress out anyway. And we've all seen that host or hostess who's all stressed out about having a party, which is supposed to be fun, but it's totally not fun for her, and it makes it not fun for anyone else around her. The whole idea is to come together and build community and celebrate. But when there's too much stressing about preparations and there's not enough time for enjoyment, it backfires on the one person who's trying so hard to create something beautiful for the people in their life that they love. So take an honest look at your to-do list. Who made all of these requirements on you? Does it really matter if you get everything on your list done? Does it really make a difference if everything in your house looks perfect, or do you really have to cook that much food? What if your family received a more relaxed and refreshed you? And that would be the gift that they got that would be very different. And maybe some of the decorations don't make it up, or maybe some takeout food is ordered and the real nourishment comes from being fully present and well-rested with those you love. I can't tell you how many times I've seen this happen where I've been at a family dinner or a dinner party with friends, and I felt like I didn't get to be with the host or hostess at all, even though that was the person I came to be with. And you guys all know that person who invites everyone over because they want all their loved ones together, but then they run around distracted the entire evening, and they're just too exhausted by the time the event happens to enjoy.